Hi, everyone. Welcome.
Welcome back.
Okay, we've got quite a few. We've got a lag going on here. All of a sudden, something happened to our stream. I'm not sure what it was. I hope you can hear. Okay. Anyway, welcome. We're gonna step into this real quick and do our questions and answers here. If we don't get any bad reports from our staff here.
Okay.
Something's happening here internally, and there's a lag. So I don't know if that's going to catch up or what, but I think we're okay.
Okay, we'll give it a try.
We're not getting bad reports, so I guess we're good.
All right, well, this first one, I don't really need to read it because it was something that was a question that was meant for the support button that we have on Espavo.
We do get a lot.
We get a lot of questions because people don't know where to direct their questions about I'm not getting your email or, you know, something technical or anything. They shouldn't go to questions at Lightworker.
Yeah, we get a lot of things from
RD
questions.
Keeper.
Yeah, we get a lot of questions and things that come through. The challenge we have with this questions email that we have is that we only go in there once a month.
Well, I'm going to change it. I'm going to check it all the time.
Well, basically, if you go in there and send us something, we're not going to get it. We're not going to get it right away. Let's see.
I think we're okay. That's a happy face.
Okay, we're good. Yeah, I think we're back now. So
we thank our staff for keeping an eye on us.
They keep an eye on us. Anyway, we get a lot of misdirected email, and we really want to take care of you. So let me show you. Let us show you where this is, because it is on every single page in Espavo, all of them. It's right here, always, right there, okay? And there's a support button there. We've got an incredible support staff that will get back to it in a fairly short amount of time. They are not on here 24 hours a day. We don't have a 24-hour a day staff, but we do have very good coverage that we check very periodically. So we try to get back to you as quick as we can, but use the support button for technical issues. You'll get much faster and much better response, okay?
Yes, so thank you for that. I really wanted to clarify that because we've talked about it before, but I wanted Steve to really show you where it is, because that way you will get your answers more quickly than if you just write to me or the other place. So anyway, moving on. This one is from Caroline. She says, "Dear Stephen and Barbara, it must have been at least 15 years now that I met you in person during a one-day event in the Netherlands. I was there with my soul sister, who had only recently before the event survived from cancer. You looked into her eyes and recognized her state of enlightenment because of what she had been going through. About 5 years later, the cancer came back and was spread all over her organs. Only 37 years old, but she had the most beautiful, powerful journey from earth to heaven, thanks to euthanasia, one can imagine." That's not allowed here, as in the United States.
No, we're still not smart enough to do that one yet.
Well, it's, you know, people can be opinionated about that, but
this country was built on Puritanism and religions and so forth
I'm glad
difficulty getting over.
I'm glad this person had a peaceful way
out.
Yeah,
that's really incredible.
I was there and saw the bright light of her soul departing her body and traveling to the heavens like a rocket ship. Oh, that gives me chills. It certainly was one of the most beautiful, empowering, and spiritual experiences. Thank you so much for the series of incredible events of stepping into the new realm. Always when you channel the messages from the group, I start to cry, partly from happiness and the joy of reconnecting with my source. Indeed, welcome home. And partly of recognition of who I really am. In these times of Corona, especially, I am so connected with who I am, was as a toddler, feeling the interconnectedness with everyone and everything in my life. This, together with my high sensitivity, was not accepted in my family and everyday life at all, so I started to shut it down. Later in my life, I was lucky to encounter with a spiritual healer who reconnected with myself and my soul, and now during this time of the open doors and the new life, it brings me back to my time as a toddler and how interconnected we all are. You know, it's true. When you're a child, child, you know who you are. You feel that connection of home
that's
still.
That's when the group says you feel your perfection. Mm-hmm. You actually have to learn that you're not perfect.
Right. Now, this is such a delight, such beautiful and exciting times to be alive right now. I do have two questions for you. What is Esseato?
Esseato.
My tongue got tied there. Do you want to explain it?
Yeah, the Esseato is simply, we've talked a lot about what's taking place with planet Earth, that we are basically evolving to still have physical bodies, but with less density, and more of our spirit is able to be housed in the physical bodies. So it's almost like another realm of planet Earth that we're moving into. It's why we're dealing with so much of the challenges right now, is these are the times of mastery. So what we don't master, we still have to take up here to this next level and work with, which is part of the reason we have so much going on. We have called it the Esseato, just to give it a name. The group's a little hesitant to do all that because even though it's just a name, there's going to be other teachers that will come up and start talking about it, give it a different name, different aspect, and so forth. But this is simply a level that we work with. We work with it in Lightmaster every single week.
Could you spell it? Because that's why I got kind of tongue-tied, was her spelling was different.
Esseato.
So if you find that on the website, that's how you spell it.
Right.
She says, you mentioned this meditation place during the Stepping into the New Realm webinar. Where can I find this practice?
Well, it's mostly talked about in Lightmaster, is where we really use a lot of it. Lightmaster will be open up again. We'll start taking registrations for the next year for the 21 series in August. Looking forward to it. But until then, there's really not a lot of information on the website other than some of the channels that we put out in the Beacons of Light. But we don't really go into great details with it. It's somewhat of the advanced material. We typically only work with that in Lightmaster.
I think we'll be the way the group drops information and then they say more to be continued later.
It does.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It happens over years sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. So sometimes probably
they'll
more
say
to come.
Something here and they won't say anything again for 2 years and then all of a sudden it'll become the most important thing that. Yeah, it's
right.
Really strange.
Okay. Her second question is, I will become a grandmother in October of this year. Yes, as my oldest daughter is pregnant with her first child, which is so exciting, so moving to witness. She and my youngest daughter are living in the Netherlands. Me and my husband are also Dutch, but living in New York City since January of last year because of my husband's job. My question is, in light of the foreseen second wave of the COVID-19 from September onward and going into 2021, I am wondering, where do I need to be around that time? In the Netherlands, because my daughter and grandchild, and because of the better health insurance in the Netherlands compared to the U.S.,
yes.
Or stay in the USA?
Well, that I couldn't actually answer you. I can tell you this. In about another month, you will know. You'll have your answers. They don't let me simply go over here, or whatever we're trying to do with that. Hang on, okay, can't quite read it, so I can't figure out what they're trying to say to me.
Will she stay here in the U.S. or go back?
Oh, stay in the U.S. I couldn't really tell you there, but I can tell you that in about another month, you will have a series of events that will take place, or at least open up the opportunity. You'll see it rather clearly. It'll be a very clear choice whether you decide to stay in the U.S. or go back. Here in the U.S., we're still having the first wave. It's pretty severe. It's as of a couple days ago, we're setting new records, brand new stuff. And the group says we're not anywhere close to seeing the real numbers. So we'll just have to wait and see where things are going and so forth. This is going to settle down. There is an end to this. Absolutely.
Someday.
No, there is. There absolutely is an end. You can see all the countries that have come in and got brought it down. It's still here on the planet, and it can still spike back up if we do the things that we know spread the virus. Now, we don't have the cure yet. And even though the group said from the very beginning that we already had something on the planet that could absolutely help greatly, but we haven't found it yet. And now we have so many things going out about, isn't it interesting that all of a sudden all the new theories and so forth are coming back about vaccines and how harmful they are? Well, when we finally get a vaccine, there's going to be a huge number of people in the United States that aren't even going to come close to it, won't even consider it. So we're going to have some very interesting things take place here that probably won't happen in other countries as much as they are here, although it does happen pretty much everywhere. So we've got this push-pull, this I want to play the game, I don't want to play the game, I want to play the game by the rules, I want to break all the rules. And we literally have been going through that for quite some time here on planet Earth in a lot of different ways. So, and when we get to the other side of that, we're going to find out a lot more. As far as your actual location, I absolutely agree with you about the insurance. The health insurance is critical, and our president is actually suing right now to take away what health insurance we have, the Affordable Care Act and the whole energies of pre-existing conditions. So.
That's a hard decision because, in one hand, your husband sounds like a good job in the United States, but I know as a grandmother, you want to be with that grandchild and your daughters. So I think you'll come up with your answers.
You'll find it when you're there.
Yeah. Do you need to see what they're saying there? Or?
No, I think we're okay.
Okay. We have a. Our staff keeps in touch with us, and we pay attention.
Well,
everything
okay? We can't read from this distance, so they keep typing things out like we can read it. We can't.
And
we
need binoculars.
We can see red marks and yellow marks.
important
things.
Okay, so we're moving on.
Yeah, we're moving
okay,
on.
Okay, this is from Ava, good friend of ours, lover. Dear Barbara and Steve, today I received a message on Facebook that touched me deeply. It also had to do with a memory that came up yesterday, not having my documents, not being able to prove property rights, losing home, and maybe the children from another lifetime, maybe in the U.S. The article I read today was about white and black slavery in the earlier centuries before the United States became the U.S., the 17th century up to the 19th.
Right.
It relates how many white slaves were brought over from Ireland, cheap labor, even cheaper than the stronger black slaves from Africa, in order to have lighter colored children. Slave owners even bred children of mixed race, part Irish, part African. I post the article on our Spavo support group as I feel pain around this topic and a chance for us to send healing to those memories and traumas that will show up once more and more people ask questions about their ancestors, black and white. Maybe the group would address this. I feel that I have a blockage that goes back several lifetimes and that I have to do with this fear of losing everything, especially of being guilty of causing harm to my children other lifetimes, but the guilt feeling is here with me. Thank you both for helping us all to do our healing.
Thank you, Ava. Important part of the translation teams as well. She does a lot. Lizzie's been with us for a lot of years. So what about that? What about the piece of this? We're all going to have memories about these from time to time. One of the interesting things that the group has talked about here is that they said, you know, we're multidimensional. We're this person right here is 1/11th, actually 1/12th, of the actual spirit, of the actual person. I've got 10 other ones and the higher self. That is also all that represents all 12 dimensions of who we are. Now, those 12 dimensions are divided. Remember, we talked a little earlier, the group talked about choices. We make big choices that are somewhat equal. You make a choice over here, but another one of your dimensions gets that other choice. Here's an interesting thought, because we're dealing with racism on our planet again, which is wonderful because we're actually able to start bringing it up in the open. In the higher vibrations that we are, we're going to see a different part of this. Now, we are going to get a lot more what we'll simply call politically correct, which is absolutely perfect. Isn't it appropriate that we would pull down those statues that have been up for so long? I mean, you know, most people in the United States don't understand. They see a picture of Andrew Jackson or something, and they go, oh, yeah, he was a president or so forth, or so forth about that. So they don't really understand all those pieces. But if you were a Jewish person and you had to go to work every day and look at a statue of Hitler, now you got a pretty good idea of kind of what's going on with you. You got a little bit different aspect of what's been taken care of. So we are getting very politically correct, and it's awesome. It's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Well, so, I think it's interesting.
And difficult.
I wish I could remember the name. I'm just started this book that is all about what you're talking about, Ava. It's light colored. Yes, you know, this story is about twins, two girls who are very light, and one they could pass for white, but you know, one decides to go into her black heritage and you know marry a very dark black man and have a dark child, and the other one leaves all that's known with her family and goes and becomes white and wealthy and all the privileges and it's fascinating. I can't wait to get more into this book.
Just one other quick point. I mentioned this 2 days ago in Lightmaster, and I want to bring it up here very quickly. We use a lot of videos. We use a lot of still pictures in my presentations, especially in the paid seminars and in Lightmaster and so forth. I use a lot of PowerPoint stuff. And I have suppliers, and some of them are free, some of them are paid. But you can go into these suppliers where you can get all these photographs, and you can type in man with sad look on his face, or woman cooking, or whatever it is that you're trying to pull pictures up with. I was absolutely amazed at how difficult it is to find pictures of anything but white people in there. And I actually mentioned it in Lightmaster the other day because I consider that to be systemic racism.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a perfect example of it. Now, I didn't name the names of the companies because I don't think it was intentional. But I think we have led our way there by ignorance.
Well, and also,
you know, we're not ignorant anymore. That's
but also, kind of, didn't you pull up Beauty one time and it showed all these, thin, skinny?
No, no, you. If you Google Beauty, all you're going to come up with is
models.
Models. That's it.
Yeah, let's get some normal-looking people when you say Beauty.
Well, we're starting to. We're starting to see more.
Yes,
and we're starting to see some change. And even in some of these places where we get these pictures, some of these royalty-free pictures that we buy, we're starting to see change. So I will say that, but it's very big. It's difficult. I really have to do a lot of searching here.
I don't mean to put down your perfect beauty model. I mean, bless them.
No,
they've been blessed with a beautiful physique. But beauty comes in all types.
It does.
All right, let's move on to Eric. Years ago, the group...
All hair colors, too.
Well, it's interesting we're talking about physical bodies because this next question from Eric says about this. Years ago, the group said that our physical bodies would undergo a transformation, that something made of carbon would be replaced by that body part made of glass.
Crystal.
Now,
crystal.
Okay, crystal. Now it could be happening to me. My thighs and calves were much leaner a few days ago, and now they are larger, more filled out, and my feet a lot puffier. Please comment.
I'm not terribly sure that is a typical reaction to what is taking place. But basically what's happening is that we, all life, I believe, is actually turning toward a crystalline basis. Now, crystalline, the word crystalline simply means organized structure. So if you look at the atomic structure, it simply means it's organized. It's very neat and not randomized at all. And if you look at it from the way we know crystals, the way to look at this is we are carbon-based beings. And under pressure, we turn into diamonds, don't we?
That's a diamond in a rough.
That's exactly what's happening. It's happening on a different level, and they have noticed and documented many of the changes that are already happening in the botany world, in the plant life world, but not in the human world yet. The only thing that we've seen that has actually been identified is the pineal gland, and that is for what science believes to be a different reason. They actually think that that's more of a pollution. And the group doesn't agree with that, but I will say we don't have any evidence of that happening in physical medical evidence yet, or scientific evidence yet. But we're going to have all sorts of different connections with it. Your body's going to adjust in a lot of different ways. One, to open up the possibilities to bring in more of your own spirit. So the body has to be less dense at that point. And that's really what we're going through right now. We're all moving in that direction, whether you know it or not. We're all moving in that direction. And at some point, we'll start moving into the S.A. Oto or living on something similar to the S.A. The group's always said the S.A. Oto is just an interim point to get used to doing that, get used to living in a different place. But wherever it is, it's underway.
All right. Next is from Teresa. Hi, Barbara and Steve. I am grateful for the both of you. I just watched The Rising Light, and yes, Barbara, you are an angel. Thank you. I love being in the woods surrounded by trees and animals. What is it about the trees? I like to imagine I am a fairy that flies in among the treetops. Nice.
Divas of the forest, the group actually considers them to be very real, and the plants and animals' higher selves. So when you, as a spirit, go in with that intent into a forest, into a special place like that, the divas of the forest will actually come out and greet you. Now, they may seem like a little fairy or so forth, but that is actually where you have been before. So you have a history of doing that before.
We all feel better if we're walking among the forest. I love it.
Oh yeah, well that's the neutralization point. That's where you can come back into harmonizing your spirit and your physical body together. Absolutely beautiful.
I know here we live in Las Vegas and it's a desert, but nearby we have the mountains and we have beautiful trees, and it just lifts my soul when I go up there. I do it once in a while just to feel that connection again.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. This next one is from Yvonne. It's another compliment, but to me, and I blush about that, but
maybe
you know what?
I should read those.
But you know what? I accept the compliments.
There you
Thank
go.
You very much. There you go. It's very important for us to accept something like that. So she says, I so enjoy the Virtual Light broadcast. Thank you. Barbara does a beautiful job with her soft voice, calming presence, and loving smile. Many blessings to you all.
Thank you. She's the balance. She's the perfect balance. Incredible.
Thank you again.
Incredible.
All right. We have another one, and this is the name wasn't to be mentioned. My primary life lesson is love. And it is being facilitated by an energy stamp. So is it possible that I may have a secondary lesson that is being facilitated by an energy matrix? Another way to ask this, if one's primary life lesson is being facilitated by an energy stamp, can we for sure say that this person must also have a secondary life lesson that is being facilitated by an energy matrix, since everyone has an energy matrix?
Right. Okay, so the question here comes from spiritual psychology, just so everybody knows what we're talking about. In spiritual psychology, they broke it all down. They talked about how we work with energy. Sometimes it's an energy stamp, an event that happens to us that is stamped upon us. Other times by the energy matrix and the way we are wired, okay? And the question is, if a life lesson is being facilitated by an energy stamp, does it also mean that one is automatically being... I think that's the way I'm interpreting, automatically being facilitated by the matrix as well. And no, that's not necessary. It doesn't have to be one or both of them filled. You can actually have multiple life lessons that are both facilitated by an energy matrix or an energy stamp. And the only reason they differentiated the difference is there's a little bit of a difference of how you first approach it. But basically, it's a negative energy that we have to work with and work with this in some way to master again, to work with it in that way. So the answer really is no, one does not have to be. But at the same time, if you have one energy, you have a life lesson that you're working with, as you start getting close to mastery of that life lesson, another one shows up. It's just, and you planned it, not us. You set that thing up, not us. So I will simply
say. The way it works. All right. This one is from Magnus. Dear Stephen, Barbara, thank you so much for answering the questions. In these times, it is so important for me, and I think for a lot of people, to get answers about their questions. So please go on to answer them. I think the next step for us is to trust in ourselves to answer our questions by ourselves. By the I am. So my question for today, why are there so many people which think that we are controlled? Is there any truth in it? Or is this just the fear, maybe of being alone? Thank you very much.
Are we controlled? Yes, we're controlled every single day. Is it a problem? I don't think so. I've never thought so. When you look at something, you pick up a magazine, there's ads on the magazine. The cover of the magazine is designed to draw you in, to get your attention. Are you being controlled? Yes. Is it wrong? No. The magazine is trying to put themselves in the highest light. Now, with that known, where does it end? What becomes a control mechanism and what doesn't? And I will tell you that we did an event on this that I covered this in great detail. And it was so powerful that we even brought it over into Aspavo because we gave it back in Pasto Empowerment a while back. It's called 2020 Vision. Mm. And it talked about what basically took place around the 2016 election and how things were maneuvered, how many people were manipulated or pushed in one direction or another, and what that took place with. A lot of this has to do with AI. I don't want to make AI a big, horrible thing that we all have to be scared of and watch, because we're all dealing with it already. It's already here. And the genie never goes back in the bottle. We know that. So with AI here, AI can take everything. We got two unusual things that are taking place right now. One is the development of AI, something smart enough to learn by itself. The second part is the fact that we have had social media on this planet for quite some time now. So guess what? Every time you put a post up, it stays up. And that information can be analyzed by AI. They will profile you, know exactly what you need to motivate you over here or to motivate you over here. And it works. So in some ways, I do believe that our technology has superseded our humanness, and we haven't caught up yet, but we have a good chance to catch up.
But this is the planet of free choice.
Planet of free choice all the time. So we've got that going on. We've also got a whole bunch of things we've discovered about our government doing all these things. I mean, years ago, government doing all these things behind the thing we had no idea about. And we have all this mistrust for any type of organization, basically, at this point. And that opens the door for all the conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories are very challenging. Are some of them true? Well, of course they are. There's probably some truth in almost all of the conspiracy theories, or they wouldn't take. But can we get wrapped up in there? Can we blame that on there? Or do we just take hold and move forward? That's my expectation of that. And if you really want to know what we're talking about, go back and watch the 2020 Vision. It's still in the store. We made it. It's still being used by people. It's still being watched. We checked it the other day. So you might want to check that one out. It had some very interesting points in it. And none of this is illegal. None of it. We just don't know about it yet.
In a way, I agree with you that we can answer our own questions by saying I am, or you know, just going inside and listening to our own selves. But it's very helpful, I believe, to listen to the opinion of others and then weigh that out and see what really is your truth. So both ways then. All right, this is from Natalie. Hi, I'm wondering, will there be a second wave of the COVID-19? And if yes, approximately when and which areas will be hit the hardest?
Don't know about which areas are going to be hit the hardest, because that's a daily change. So I'm not sure I can tell you that. I can tell you there is a second wave that is typically coming, and a third wave. The third wave is not nearly as concerning to the scientists as the second wave. Because in certain places, the first wave is respiking. We're generally looking at the fall. We're generally looking at autumn. By the way, we have just canceled our event for October.
If you rescheduled.
Rescheduled it. Well, we're actually going to put it probably about a year later. So it'll give plenty of time to get rid of things here, because we are going to do that. But we did just re-postpone that. You should have gotten notification and refunds and everything else.
The event in Las Vegas.
That's the event in Las Vegas. It was scheduled for October 2017, 18, and 19.
We're disappointed, but we want to be safe for everybody.
We would feel so bad if we brought people together ahead of time and they ended up having difficulties, or if someone lost their life over that. I would never forgive myself.
Well, Las Vegas is one of these places that is so ready to open up, and they are opening up. But I'm sure they're going to back down again because we're having increases in the virus. So anyway, so
that's where we are.
We're looking forward to 2021, October.
Well, and there's a lot of things we can do in the meantime. So yes, we can't touch each other. Yes, we can't hug each other. We can't laugh together in the same room, but we'll figure it out. We will. And that's part of the reason we're going to do a lot of this. We've increased our Barb and I do between 3 and 4, and the staff here, between 3 and 4 events a week. So we're trying to make things available in all sorts of different ways to kind of fill up some of the gaps here too, along with free ones as well as very inexpensive ones too.
We'll get back to doing something in person.
We will.
Next year. All right, two more questions, and they're both from Michelle. It's been a couple of years since the group announced that the humans have 50 years left on the planet. I was wondering if the group can give an update on this and if the recent Greta Thunberg movement, or the virus, has changed this at all.
Yes, things have changed pretty substantially in several different areas. Number one, we have a consensus that has shifted. People are interested in this. That wasn't necessarily the same even a short time ago. Greta did a tremendous job of bringing awareness to people. What an incredible thing to stand up there in front of the United Nations and call them out. How incredible. Good girl. We need more people like that. That has shifted a lot of things. Number one, the group said it would be very easy for us to extend that into 75 years and maybe even 100 years.
Things can change.
We can change this. We can shift it. Are we going to resolve it all together? Everything is possible, but the group did not want to give us a lot of hope of that because they basically told us that after we crossed the line of no return. So I will simply say that, and we're not leaving Earth. Let's get that clear too. We've done this before because the group says, actually, we were on Mars. Mars today is not dead. It's just dormant and not supporting life. We may have a similar situation coming to planet Earth, especially if the cold weather comes in that way, if we have another one of those processes and have a mini ice age, which is actually on the horizon right now. So if that happens over a period of time, it's not going to support life in the same way it has. But in the meantime, we're building this area. We're starting to move up and live in a higher vibratory state. That means that if we make it in time, which I think we will, we're going to be able to still be here and watch this and even help the Earth go through the change without having to do difficulties. And we'll be in a slightly different body. The physical body is losing some density, carrying more of the spirit, etc. That's already underway. It's already starting to happen. So where are we on the path? I'd have to say right now, if I had to look at it, we're about 70 years. Went out further than that at one point, but right now, depending on, because even though the collective of humanity is doing one thing, businesses are somewhat doing another. So that'll change. That'll change here pretty quick. But we've got some really good opportunities to extend this out, and more importantly, to master what we're working with. Okay. Thank you for asking that.
Okay, our last question for Michelle is, can you give us an update on the economic reset? I find it so strange that with everything going on that housing prices are continually rising. And I'd like to know if housing market is going to crash like it did that last time.
We have no idea what's actually holding things up right now. We have had a pause, okay? Everybody had to take all this time off. The government here in the United States sent us money to try and get us past it. Not anywhere close to enough, obviously, to make a difference. They had this PPP program, payroll protection program, all this stuff that they're trying to prop things up with, plus sending $1.8 billion to dead people. So we're doing, you know, that's basically what happened. They try to throw money at things to resolve it. So we've had a gap. We've had a huge gap. If you just look at the number of restaurants in the United States, and you can see what's happening. Number one, we're going to open back up. People are starting to open back up. People are doing it, but they cannot come back to full capacity. Most of the restaurants in the restaurant industry would only make money if they beat the 80 to 90% full capacity. Now we're telling them they can only have 50%, or they have to put new things in place. There's going to be a ton of businesses that do not make it past this. We're not seeing it yet because the government's still throwing money to prop things up. Don't think it's going to work long term, and I think we're going to have a pretty good collapse coming. And hopefully it won't happen overnight. Hopefully we'll see it coming. We've already seen the first vestiges of it. We saw what happened almost overnight and then built right back. That can happen again, especially with the stock market. The stock market is not a good idea of where we are with our economies. Stock market actually affects very few people, and it does not based on reality. It's based on perception of perception of perception. And the perception's still looking good. People are excited right now. So, yeah, house prices are going up. Makes no sense at all. And the other thing that Allison said a little bit earlier, the group has mentioned many times, this is a perfect time to start buying everything locally, to actually come in. She equated it with a feminine energy. I hadn't heard that before. That's perfect. I love that. But this is a perfect time to move away from our globalization that we have done quite magically and start trying to find local everything. And furthermore, the group said several times that the food grown in your specific area will actually do you better than food grown in another area. So that's part of the reason you're there, part of the reason you've been pulled to that area. So lots to this that we'll see coming up, but we have a lot of changes going on. A lot of shift taking place. Welcome to planet Earth.
Right. Well, I think we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with more of the Virtual Light broadcast and the final channel from Steve and the group.
Two things I'm going to show you right now. Number one, we're going to show you a little promo about the Unity healing that we're going to be doing, the two-day Unity healing coming up later. And that'll be followed by a one-minute story that I want to tell you. So keep an eye open. Espavo, everybody.
Espavo.